Ik kwam eens even niet uit.
Still the Masada of the Dvorim. The Gemara is mevur that when the Omer Nesuyin Rishonim Apilim, Tzoras Erve asks the Tzoro, even if B'shas Nefile, the Erve is not there. But the Erva asks the Tzora, she doesn't have to be b'shas nefile b'abayis. If my daughter is married to my brother, even if my daughter dies, or at least divorced for sure, and b'shas nefile, the Tzora doesn't have the Erva with her, afilu ochi lemanda omar nesuim harishoinim, sido aptuf and Tzora serve. Lemanda omar misa mapeles has to be the b'shas misa, the Tzora is there, the Erva is there. Lemanda omar misa mapeles. Lemanda omar nesuim harishoinim apilim, she doesn't have to be there b'shas misa. Even if she's not there b'shas misa, if she was in the bais, she was a tzoras erve through the nesuim. So nesuim harishonim apilim, it's also. That's it, the mevur in the Gemara. The manavah nesuim harishonim apilim, it's enough if doing through the nesuim harishonim is given a tkufa, through the nesuim harishonim is given a tkufa that she was a tzoras erve, it's also. So the Achronim understand it when they started the Suyim, it's Tomer Tznesro. She was also then. She was also, she was a Tzoras Erve. You write that B'Shas Tefile, she's not a Tzoras Erve. But she was a Tzoras Erve once. While she was a Tzoras Erve once, Memel is a Yisru. It's Nesro. As the Achronim understand B'Shat, the Avon and the Suyim are Rishonim Apilu. And the Achronim had a Kash, Reb Elchanan, Imre Moshe. If we learn B'Shat, that as Nesuyim are Rishonim, past the Nesro, if as Nesuyim Rishonim passed on Nesro, Fregen the Achroinim, so why, Lemanda Omar Nesuyim Rishonim Apilim, if B'Shas, that my brother was living, he had kids. And then his kids died. And now, he dies. So he falls Le'ibum. Lemanda Omar Nesuyim Rishonim Apilim, when he was living, in the middle of his life, he had kids. So then his wife was also Le'ibum. למנדאמר מיסה מפלס, בשעס מיסה תקה זיבו. אבל למנדאמר נשויים הראשונים מפילים, in the beginning he had kids. If in the beginning he had kids, so למה זוג נסר? So why we don't say נסר? אז אי פרק דרב הלכונה. Even if בשעס מיסה he doesn't have kids. And the second קשה פרק דרב הלכונה נעימה מוישה. פרק דרב הלכונה נעימה מוישה. Taisa says in the Flamet, if she was a erve, achos ishti. I know my brother is married to my wife's sister, and then my wife dies. So maybe she becomes muta, and then my brother dies. Like Taisus, you're allowed to do evil because now she's not a erve. For like Taisus, but lemanama the suim rishenim appealing, she was a erve in the middle. So that's the kash. Why legabi tzoras erve? Zog the gemara achidu shel lemanama the suim rishenim appealing. You don't have to be a tzoras erve b'shas misa. You could be through the Nesuim, through Zman HaNesuim. If you're a Tzoras Erva, you're already part of the Tzor. You already have to part of the Tzor. While Zman HaNesuim HaRishonim, maybe you have to part of the Tzor. Because through the Nesuim, Lemaisa, you're a Tzoras Erva. And Le'umas then, Legabi, if they had kids in the middle, you say, oh, but Lemaisa, now she doesn't have kids. If now Lemaisa, she doesn't have kids, but maybe it's Muta. This is one kasha. This other kasha, why if she was an erva, now she's not an erva, you could do yibu. But when the suim rishonim appealing, in the middle of the maize, she was an erva, say nesro. So then be'etzem is three mehalchim, that are three be'etzem yisoides, in avon asasugi. The first mehalach is Reb Chaim, it's in stencil. Reb Chaim zogt hazeh. Avada, even when the suim rishonim appealing, there's no tzad, like Reb Chaim, even the Mandama Nesuim Rishonim Appealing, there's no tzad bichlal. There's no tzad bichlal that is a nefile b'shas he's living. Nefile le'yibum is only b'shas misa. So there's no zika when he's living. The zika starts, zika means shaykhis to the second person, skuka to the second person. Zika starts only le'achal misa. If zika starts le'achal misa, and zika doesn't start before, so avada is no neslo mechayim. You can't say neslo mechayim, there's no neslo. B'meile, even if he had kids, and the kids die, and now b'shas misa, he's neifel le'yibum, avada you could do yibum. Avada you could do yibum. Why avada you could do yibum? He had kids, now he falls le'yibum, there's no neslo. So now b'shas misa, the brother doesn't have kids, she falls le'yibum. Yesterday she had kids, mechayim, there's no neslo. Zel bezach. If yesterday she was a erve, yesterday she was a erve. Now she's not a erve. So b'shas tefila she's not a erve. If b'shas tefila she's not a erve, avada she falls le'ibum. If b'shas tefila she's not a erve, avada she falls le'ibum. It's no tzada she doesn't fall le'ibum. It's no nesro mechaim. So the teretz of b'chaim be'etzim is one teretz. It's no nesro mechaim. Well, it's no zikim mechaim. It's no nesro mechaim. B'meile, even if she had kids, even if he had kids mechaim, if b'shas misa has no kids, she falls le'ibum. Even if she was a erve mechayim, if b'shas nefila she's not a erve, b'meila she falls le'ibu. So why tzora serve is different? Why tzora serve is different? So like Reb Chaim, tzora serve is a ander zach. The man don't want to assume a rishonim appealing, what is a tzora serve be'etzer? The tzora is golish. While she was with the erve, she became also. What's the halacha of tzora serve? While she was with the erve together, so while she was with the erva together, b'meila she becomes asu. B'meila she becomes asu. Zok Reb Chaim, the shame tzoras erva leman omar nesuim harishonim appealing, when she gets the shame tzoras erva? She gets the shame tzoras erva when she's with the erva together. So you write that now anymore the erva is not there. Aber leman omar nesuim harishonim appealing means that the shame, the zman that she's roi, and she's able to be a Yevama, as Nesuim HaRishonim appealing. The shame and the Siva starts mitchilas HaNesuim. It's no Zika to be Nesro. It's no Nefile. But it's Tchilas shame as man that the Siva Sayibum starts. While the Siva Sayibum starts, the shame Tzora Serve, you get then. Then you get the shame Tzora Serve. If then is the time that you get the shame Tzora Serve, if then is the time that you get the shame Tzora Serve, so if that time you get the shame Tzora Serve, so b'meila she becomes a tzora serve. So even that now b'shas nefila the erve is not there anymore, the shame tzora serve blight. The shame tzora serve blight.
Why doesn't the
nesiva
start better when she has 5 kids?
What? Kids is not a problem. So what if she has kids? What is the problem with kids? Say that now is no stira.
So now it's
no stira. She's a tzora serve.
Not anymore.
Tzora serve means a lady that was with the erve has a shame tzora serve. She is a tzora serve. Yesh Labonim is not in the lady. If the brother has kids, you don't do Yibum. If he doesn't have kids, if a person doesn't have kids, you could do Yibum, yes. He doesn't have kids. What is the problem? She is a Tzoras Elven.
She was a woman with kids.
So what? There's no Allah that a lady that will have kids cannot have the Yibum. Tzoras Elven cannot do Yibum. A lady that is called Tzoras Elven doesn't do Yibum. The shame Tzoras Elven was chal on her when she was together in the bais with the Elven. To be masberit, what you're asking, I'll be masberit even clearer. I'll be masberit. I'll ask you a shaila. I'll ask you a shaila. I'll ask you a shaila. If a person, l'moshel, the Gemara has a tzad, the Gemara is mechadesh, that l'man da'omar tzoraser ve'asura, the Gemara says, l'man da'omar nesuim rishonim apilim. So even if the erva was together once, the tzora is also forever. The tzora is also forever. And when the assume rishonim appealing, the tzora is also forever. That's the halacha. So what is the pshat in the Mishnah? The Mishnah states that if the tzora is dead or divorced, you're allowed to do yibum. So the Gemara, when the assume rishonim appealing, the pshat in the Mishnah is like this: If he divorced his daughter. He divorced her. Other she died. And then my brother married the tzora. So then you're allowed to do yibum. As I more learned, Madama Nesuim Rishonim Appealim. So Madama Nesuim Rishonim Appealim, the chiddush of the Mishnah is that if my brother divorced his daughter and then the tzora got married, it's She's oile leyibu. Lemadomar misa mapeles. So even if the tzora was married together with the bitoi, and after that the bitoi died, she's muta because b'shas nefila she's not a tzora servant. Lemadomar nesuim arishenim apili. So the gemara lemadomar nesuim arishenim apili. The pshat in the mishnah is that if the daughter is already divorced or already dead, and then I do yibum, then it's muta. Without that, it's not muta. The chiddush of the Mishnah is that if the bitoy or was divorced or was dead and then I married the second isha, then she's muta. The tzora was with the bitoy, so then she's also. As I learned the gemara pshat in the Mishnah. So lechura, everyone asks a kasha. So what is the chiddush of the Mishnah, Bichlal? What is the chiddush of the Mishnah? If I had a bitoy and she's dead, and then my brother married the second lady, and my brother dies, I'm allowed to do yibum. V'kulam shamei soy shemienu. Or shenimso aileni tzoroseya mutoris. Lemadama misa mapeles, she was a tzoroselve, and my brother divorced her, and even so, the tzoroselve is muta, but b'shas nefile, she's not a tzoroselve. So the Gemara lemadama nesuim arishonim apilim, what is the pshat in the Mishnah? So the Gemara lemadama nesuim arishonim apilim, the pshat in the Mishnah is, that if my brother divorced her, or the daughter died, and then she did Yibum. Chaygavne is not a problem of Tzor HaSel. Pshita. What is the Chiddush? What is the Chiddush of the Mishnah? There's no Chiddush in the Mishnah of Chaygavne. What could be the Chiddush in the Mishnah of Chaygavne? The Teretz is, okay, as they take a state in the Mishnah. But the Teretz is, state the Chiddush in the Mishnah, that was a salkedaitoch, that if my brother was married once to someone, to a daughter, and even if the daughter is dead, or divorced, and then he marries someone else, it's also a tzara selve. Because my brother Lemaise had two wives. One was my daughter, one was a tzara. So she also has a shame tzara selve. Komash malon, they have to be together. But the musik to have a tzara selve is if my brother has a wife with another wife, one is a elve, one is not a elve, thus is a halacha that a tzara gets a shame tzara selve. It's a chiddush that they have to be together. So like the Mishnah, if they were not together, they muta. The Mandama misa mapeles, even if they're not together in the end. The Mandama nesuim rishonim apilim, if the bitoy came after it, she's muta. B'meila zok Reb Elchanan, we go back, zok Reb Chaim, lefi his hesber, zera posha zok Reb Chaim. That the avon in the Gemara zok Reb Chaim is, that be'etzem is no nesro mechaim. It's no zikim mechaim. So even if she has kids, if now she doesn't have kids, she's a yevama. She was an erve. Now she's not an erve. She could do yibu. But if she got a shame tzoras erve, so the shame tzoras erve is if you live together in the house, you get a shame tzoras erve. The Gemara had a sarkedaitach, not only if you live together. If the erve is there and she goes out and then you come, also could have been a tzoras erve. The Mishnah is mechadish as nisht. They have to be together. When they have to be together, leman da'oma misa mapeles b'shas misa, למנוע הנישואים הראשונים מפילים בשעת הנישואים. אבל אם הם יחדו, הם יחדו שם צור הסרבה. ממילא שזה אסור לעולם. ממילא שזה אסור לעולם. דוסי דאבונה לפי רב חיים. לא בוס. רב חיים, לפרק דברת על רב חיים, if this is דאבונה, then there's no נסר מחיים, there's no זיקה מחיים. And why צור הסרבה? Because the shame צור הסרבה is my brother has two wives, one erve and not one, and one is not erve. She becomes asur, and Lamanda Oman is swimming appealing. It starts from the beginning. Lamanda Oman, we said, start from the end, but chutz from them is no problem. So why the Gemara in Kufches? And Kuftes, the Gemara says, Alib and Rableza, the Hoyo Nosui Vegiresh, my brother married the Isha, Stam, Anochris, and Giresh, Vechozar Vichziro, and now my brother dies. So the Gemara, Lamanda Oman, Mr. Mapeles, I could do Yibu. Because now he married her again, and she falls le'ibum. So b'meila, I could do yibum. Leman da'omam, nesuim harishonim apilim, zog nigmor, you can't do yibum. Why you can't do yibum? Vail, she falls le'ibum, machmas de nesuim harishonim, and the vail was girash, zog nigmor, kemun shenesro shoachas, nesro ilomis, b'meila, even if I take you back now, I can't do yibum, but the first marriage became nesro. Lefi Reb Chaim was no zikes, no nesro. Now she falls le'ibum, machmas nesuim hashvim. If you say that it's Nesra Mechaim, it's very Gishmak. So while the first marriage, she was Zokuk as the first marriage, and then when he divorced her, she became Oy Zokuk, she became Nesra Shoachas, Nesra Elomis. But if we say there is no Nesr Mechaim, Lefirim Chaim, it's not Shaykh Nesr Mechaim, so why Begirish Veichziro? Why the Gemara says in Kufches Kuftes and Adam, and the Sfim Rishonim appealing you can't do Yibu? Why you can't do Yibu? Now you have a new reason. As even Manama Misama Peres, even that she was married once and divorced and now married again, you could do Yibum, because you have now a Sibah to do Yibum. So if now you have a Sibah to do Yibum, Lamandama Misuma Rishonim Apilim, you also could do Yibum. What is the Chisaron? What is the Chisaron? Lamandama Misuma Rishonim Apilim? Lechu, you can't do Yibum. You can't do Yibum. As I pray. Reb Chaim's Hezber, Hod Mishkin Hezber. This kasha, only the Chazanish, we said the Chazanish says that Ken Zayn, that the Sugyan Kufches Kuftes Taka is under the Sugyan from the Suyim Arishonim Apilim. And the Gemara doesn't mean the Nesro, even she says Nesro, the Gemara meant the under Azach. The Gemara meant the under Azach. This is one way to learn the Sugyan. Kunt Rebel Chonon, Mikoyach this kasha, and Rebel Chonon learns the Sugyan different. Rebel Chonon is very laich. Zog Rebel Chonon, very poshut. Lemandoma nesuim arishonim apilim, from the beginning, if the marriage is a zikele yibum. If it's a zikele yibum, it's a nesro. Vemele zog de gmorin kufches kuftes givaldik. Lemandoma nesuim arishonim apilim, the first marriage is mechayev yibum, and the day that she gets divorced, that zike stops. Nesro shoachas nesro ilomis. Lemandoma misum apeles, the first marriage was never mechayev yibum. If the first marriage was never mechayev yibum, the man is in ishtok in Nesra. The man is in ishtok in Nesra. So the Gemara in Kufches is erigla. The man omar nesuim arishonim apilim is a zika from the beginning. The man, if you make a divorce, the zika stops. If you make a divorce and the zika stops, the man is in Nesra shoachas, Nesra ilamis. The man omar misum apeles was never a zika. If it was never a zika, was never a Nesra. Was never a zika, was never a Nesra. If it was never a Nesra, the man, the man omar misum apeles, במגרשו והחזירו, you could take her. למדום המיסם הפלס, לנסים הראשונים הפילים, was a zika from the beginning, סידון נעשרו. ומילא, מגרשו, גירשו והחזירו, he can't take her. זאת גבל חונות, to ask me now, so why are you lo bonim ומייסו, you're allowed to do yibu? When she had kids, was נעשרו. Why if she became a ערבה, and now she's ois, you're allowed to do yibu? It's not נעשרו. Zog Rebel Chonon, Aposhta Teretz. Zog Rebel Chonon, you're right that I'm saying that it's a Zike Mechaim. And if it's a Zike Mechaim, it's a Nesro Mechaim. If it's a Zike Mechaim, it's a Nesro Mechaim. Even so, Zog Rebel Chonon, Afilu Hochi, it's not a problem. Why? Zog Rebel Chonon, Avad is a Zike Mechaim. She's Zokuk Mechaim. She's a Meleibu Mechaim. She needs Yibu Mechaim. But, Zokir Bal Cholon Azeh. I'm asking a better shayla. If she's Zokuk Mechaim, you can't do Yibu Mechaim. Right? You can't do Yibu Mechaim. If you can't do Yibu Mechaim, so say Nesro, she has a husband. Say Nesro, she has a husband. You can't do Yibu. How are you telling me it's not Zika Mechaim? If you wanted to go over, you could do Yibu? No. No, say Nesro. The Torah says, that's Nishkin Kasha. Why is Nishkin Kasha? Because she's zokuk mechayim, that when he dies, she needs to do yibum. When she dies, the zika says, do yibum now. If you can't do yibum now, you became nesro. Mechayim, the gather of the zika is, not do yibum now. She's zokuk now, that if the brother dies, you need to do yibum. This is the chemz of the zika. She can't say nesro, the husband is living. That's the goof of the zika. The zika says, she's zokuk, that if the brother will die, she will need to do yibum. So you're right, she has kids. This is the zikr. That if the brother will die without kids, she will replace his place. As maybe she has a husband, she has kids. Like the husband doesn't do Nesra, this is the din. If he will disappear, she will need to do Yibum. This is the din. If she will not have kids, she will need to do Yibum. So the zikr is oimed that if she dies, if he dies without kids, she needs to do Yibum. So the man is nishken Nesra, doesn't give in the zikr. That's not bazach if she's a erve. That's nishken steer to the Yibum. The zikr is oimed to that, that if she dies and she's not an erven, she could do yibum. The ishes ach is oimed to be misyabim b'shas misa if he's not an erven. If you divorce her, so in that minute the ishes ach is not oimed anymore to do yibum. V'meilas idon esro. So this is the vault batsim of Rebel Chonon. And Kufches, she was zokuk if she will die without kids, but she was zokuk if something will happen. And the minute that she's divorced, that marriage will never be zakuk. Even if he'll remarry her, it'll be new zikah. That zikah is over. Because it never will come to Yibum. He divorced her. And that minute that zikah is over, is Nesra Sha'achas, Nesra Ilamis. And that minute that he divorced her, Nesra Sha'achas, Nesra Ilamis. Masha'enken, in the case that he didn't divorce her. In the case that she has kids, it's Nishkin still, and Mele is no Nesra. Mashizayelbe is no Nesra. Zakhdi Balchonon, so how we will answer the last kasha, why it's all Selbe stays. Zakhdi Balchonon, similar to Reb Chaim, the Zelbe Sot Hezbe. Well, much better now. Not Stam Shem Tzor HaSelve. If this is the time of the Zikah, so for sure this is the time that you get the Shem Tzor HaSelve. For Reb Chaim, we have to say, Stam is the time to get the Shem Tzor HaSelve. She's a Zokuk, and she gets the Shem Tzor HaSelve. While she gets the Shem Tzor HaSelve, so b'shas the Zikah, she has the Shem Tzor HaSelve, so b'mele, she's potu me'ibu, not mitzad Nesro. She gets the Shem Tzor HaSelve, and if she gets the Shem Tzor HaSelve, b'mele, she's also. The Shem Tzor HaSelve asks her. So this is the Hezbollah of Rebbe Elchanan. So the Rebbe Elchanan is Nesra Mechaim, the Melech of Ches is Gishmak, Bonim and Erve, the Pshat is, it's Nishkin Stirat to Nesra, because Fakel, she's Zorgut for the Shpeta de Ketzayt. I, why Tzoras Erve? The Zorbe Derech of Rebbe Chaim. This is a Chiluk, we said, Legabe, the Tzoras Tzoras from the Bachis Isha, but Zorg Rebbe Elchanan and Ois Vov, that his Pshat is Givaldik, chutz from one thing that doesn't make sense. He says like this, and this is Be'etzem Negeat, the second perek, to know this line of Rebbe Elchanan. He's built after this, the Tchilas Perek Sheni with this Yisoy. There's two kinds of Nesro. There's an easy Nesro and a hard Nesro. The easy Nesro is a Yevama that becomes Nesro. If we would say that when she has kids, she's Nesro. Very glad. She's a Yevama. She had kids. Nesro. Makes sense. She became a Erva. Makes sense. She was a Yevama. She became a Erva. Nesro. However, Yevama stop. B'shas nefile. He falls le Yibu, and she can't do Yibu. Nesro. Makes sense. Why? All of these Nesro means she was a Yevama, it stopped. Kevin she Nesro Shoachas doesn't come back. This makes sense. Nesro Shoachas, Nesro Ilamis. This makes sense. You can understand that. Nesro Shoachas, Nesro Ilamis. Zog Rebbe Elchanan. There's a kind of Nesro that doesn't make sense. And this is the Nesro that we have in our suit. Why? She was married and she got divorced and he remarried her. So you're saying the first Zika became Nesro. So what if it became Nesro? Now she's married again and there's a new reason to do Yibum. How's the second marriage? You're right, the first marriage doesn't have a Heter. But the second marriage has a Heter. So why you can't do Yibum as the second marriage? Why can't do enachanami? She had a heter yibum. She was galsho. That heter went away. So that heter went away. Now she's married again. If now she's married again, why she can't do yibum as the second time? Why she can't do yibum as the second marriage? You as the first marriage she can't do yibum. Aaron Nesro is she was a yevama. She was oimed le yibum and it stopped. Kevin she Nesro shachas doesn't come back. Makes sense. You can't give it back. It's one time you get the Zika. If you don't get it back, you don't get it back. But this Yevama now has a reason for Yibum, not as the first marriage. As the second marriage, she has a Siba to do Yibum. So if she has a Siba to do Yibum as the second marriage, why she can't do Yibum as the second marriage? What? So what are you telling me? Who said that? Because if you have a Heter on the second marriage, you have a Heter for the first marriage. Zog Rebbe Elchanan. If you say like that who said a heter on the second marriage helps for the first marriage, so why the Gemara says that Le Manda Oma Misum Apeles, it makes sense that you will do Yibu? One second. What is who said it's a new marriage? I don't understand. Because I was married yesterday, I'm remarried that marriage of yesterday? You get divorced, it's over. You get married again, you get married again? You could redo the marriage. It's amazing. You got divorced. What? The Maisa, he's Machzor Gushosef. There's no Lomdus. He divorced his wife, it's Ois. Now he takes her back again. It doesn't make a difference if he also takes back. Forget about yesterday, he's not getting married with a normal ring. It's another whole full marriage now. He's not doing a whole full marriage on the second time. And now on the second time, he could do Yibum. So what do you tell me? Who said Yibum from one marriage could be matir the Eishes Ach from the first marriage? So why the Mandar Amar Mislam Apeles you could do Yibum? There's no Nesra. What was first marriage and second marriage? So how the mitzvah Yibum from the second marriage? The Teretz is, mitzvah Yibum is matir Eishes Ach, doesn't make a difference first marriage, second marriage, third marriage. So why here you can't do Yibum? And every Nesra, the Pshat is, you lost the Yibum in Nesra. There's no more reason for Yibum. Oh, but here's a new reason for Yibum. And Chisoron Bar Kinoyam is not Chisoron Bar Kinoyam, Rabbi Chanan. Because Bar Kinoyam is in the same marriage. If it's a Mischadish again, it's a Chisoron of Bar Kinoyam. But here's no Chisoron of Bar Kinoyam. So what we're saying, no, Nesro is Azah Aloche. That if it's Nesro, it will never could see Yibum. Even if it'll be new reasons, Nesro is such a strong word that it stops Yibum. And this Rabbi Chanan says, he doesn't understand exactly what it is. But Sidar is Azah Baistois. If Nesra is Darchinoyam, he for sure doesn't understand it. But this is Rabbi Chanan's kash and his mahalach. That if we say Pshat Lamanda Oma Melam'im, that the Pshat is that Be'etzim is Nesra Mechaim. Now, Yesh Lebonim is non Nesra, Erbe is non Nesra, Shem Tzor HaSelbe, Shem Tzor HaSelbe. The Gemara in Kufches, the mahalach is, that Lamanda Oma Mat Nesim HaRishenim HaPilim was a Zika from first marriage. And when she got divorced, it's Nesra. But she ain't going to be able to no Nesra. For Rabbi Chanan, so what if it's Nesra or not? But if everyone is a new reason. And the same thing, the Madama Misa Mapeles, the new reason, is a reason to make Yibum for both marriages. So the Madama Nesim HaRishayim, you write that it was Nesra. But so what if it was Nesra? What is Nesra? It's a new shame. What is the Yisur of Nesra? What could be the shame Yisur of Nesra, for Rabbi Chanan? This is Rabbi Chanan's kasha and Vovov. And Avzenda is good because Be'etzim it's negiyat the whole Ishtom Shalom Ba'ilamai. It's also Mitzad Nesra. And also you have the same problem in the second marriage, the Chus and Ishtok and Nesra. But Mimon of Shachvek Rabbi Chanan, and I'm a Misa Mapeles, you don't have a problem. I, yesterday, but today I have a reason. So, what if Kiminas Madama Nesim HaRishonim Apili? Was it Zika or was Nesra? But if you both of them, you have to marry the Ishtachiv yesterday, then the Ishtachiv yesterday doesn't have a Heter Yibu. Does it kasha? So mikoyach them the Imre Moshe comes in Siman Tzvav. Geher tamol. As you know, Imre Moshe is a choshev sefer. Yeah. Nish yeder klein vort that he had, he written down. It's not only had another klein vort. Shrei. Imre Moshe took. He has 32 simanim, and in this vort, Taki made a short siman. Nish nazeve ala simanim that he has, but he felt that this vort is mamish. There's an ganze siman in Imre Moshe. Yeah, to answer this mamish peladik azach was geitzach though. So the Imre Moshe came with a plan, a new mehalach, how to arrange that the sugya. Zog the Imre Moshe hazeh. Zog the Imre Moshe hazeh. Be'etzem is no zikim mechaim to say nesro. Mechaim is no nesro. So b'meile yesh lebonim is not shver. Now she doesn't have kids. It's no nesro. Erve is not shver, it's not nesra. Why tzoras erve is also same vote of Reb Chaim? She has the same tzoras erve. So the first chelik is going like Reb Chaim. It's not nesra mechaim. I mean, the kids, even if she had kids, now she doesn't have kids, she falls le'ibum. The first chelik. Even if she was a erve, if now she's not a erve, she falls le'ibum. It's not nesra. Why tzoras erve is also, she got the same tzoras erve mechaim. So what's the pshat in the Gemara in Kufches? This was the kasha. This is the reason we didn't want to do like Reb Chaim. This was Rebbe Chanan's problem. Zok the Imre Moshe one vort. A glat of it. Man the Omer Nesuim HaRishonim Mapilim. What is Nesuim HaRishonim Mapilim? It says like this. When a Yevoma comes to do Yibum, and she falls the Yibum, the Maise is the Isur Eish Esach. The Yibum says that the Eish Esach is not Osur Leibum. What is the pshat that the Ishesach is not also Leibum? Lemafrea, it's matir the Ishesach from the first day that she was never also Leibum. We said like, Ishesach is Oymed Leibum. If she falls Leibum, Lemafrea, kilu she never had an Isur Ishesach Leibum. Avada Shaloi Leibum is Tomas she had. If he did a beer with her in the middle, Avada is Oymed Koros. Aber Lemafrea, Leibum, the Isur Ishesach is Neker Lemafrea. When you have a heter yibum, the heter yibum is lemafreya. The heter yibum is matter de shesach from the beginning. Lemandoma misa mapeles, it's not matter from the beginning. It says Even though she's a Yishasach, you're allowed to do Yibum. I'll say it maybe in a Nusach, it's not the right Nusach, just to the Saber Sa'oizen, Hutro V'tchuyo. It's not MS. The man, the Oman Nisuim Rishenim Apilim, we can ilu say that the Yishasach was never Nesa. Hutro. The Yishasach was never Nesa. The Yishasach was never there. Neshesach was never awesome. Neshesach never nesa. Lemandom or Misum Apeles, it was nesa. Nor is a heter to do yibu. It's a heter to do yibu. The male is talking about Moshe. Lemandom and Nesuim or Rishoni Matirim, you have to be matter de Shesach from the beginning. Mitchilas Briosoi, you have to be matter de Shesach. If you have to be matter de Shesach, Mitchilas Briosoi, from the beginning, you have to have a heter on the Yishasach. Mitchilas Briyoso, you have to have a heter on the Yishasach. B'meile, you can't have your heter mitchilas Briyoso. Why you can't have a heter mitchilas Briyoso? She was married and she got divorced. And she remarried. The Yibum now doesn't relate to the first marriage. So how you can marry her? The Yishasach of yesterday doesn't have a heter. So you're marrying Yishasach? I never take care of the Yishasach of yesterday. Now I have a heter. The Yibum now is matir the Yisu. If the Yibum now is matir the Yisu, so I have a heter to do Yibum. It's not enough that now I have a heter. It's not enough that now I have a heter. I have to have a heter from the beginning of the Nisuim. If I have to have a heter from the beginning of the Nisuim, I don't have a heter from the beginning of the Nisuim. So when the Omer misum apeles, it's not misum apeles. So what's the difference of 2 Eishasach, 5 Eishasach? If it's Eishasach, b'shas yibum, I have a heter to do yibum. When the Omer nesuim arishenim apilim, the heter Eishasach is lemafreya, mishas anesuim, is a heter Eishasach. If it's lemafreya, heter mishas anesuim, mele, in a normal case, it's lemafreya, mishas anesuim. Even if I had kids, but I'm afraid that if I don't have kids, it'll be muter. If it's a erve, even if an ela will not be a erve, she's muter. If she's this garsho, I can't be matter the yesterday. This is the Hesber of the Imre Moshe. Let me again, there's two more Nesuim Rishonim Apilim sugyas that we have in Yevamos. There's one more sugya, Rabbi Kiva Eger is Mitzayin Gil Nashas, Ayin Lekamon Peidalet. It's an interesting Gemara. The Gemara says like this. Was a brother, Koyen, Hedyoy. He married a Psula. He married her. She was married to him for 5-10 years, and he dies. And his brother is a Koyen Godel. So we know the Koyen Godel can do Yibum. It's not a Esser. Vehu Isha b'Psula o'yikach. She's an Almona. Almona b'Grusha o'yikach. He's not allowed to marry her. Zog the Gemara leman the Omer Nesuim Arishonim Apilim, he's allowed to take her. Because when the brother married her, she was a psula. So leman the Omer Nesuim Arishonim Apilim, he's allowed to take her. As they zog the Gemara Pidal and Amud Beis. Teisus frek dalton miyad, lo yishomanu Nesuim Arishonim Apilim lekule, oni lechumre. Void, it's not emes. The Gemara says that even leman the Omer Misem Apeles, if she became chayv elavim after it, you're not allowed to marry her. The Gemara says that Nofal v'achaker nifza. Person became tzodako after the nefila liyibum. He also can't do yibum because now she's a chayv elavi. So Tesis has his kashas. Amazing. The Gemara is mamish apele. What will help her nesuim arishonim apilim? She's a chayv elavi. So the achronim amazbir. Rabbi Kiva Eger is mitzayin ayin peidal adamud beis. Shtei dot nesavot. The first line peidal adamud beis. Tesis fraked or kashas, but who doesn't start? What's the given the other mean? That the Nesuim Arishonim Apilim will help? What can help in the Nesuim Arishonim? What can help in the Nesuim Arishonim Apilim? Zog the Velt Hazei. The Gemara says that a Kohen Gadol has to marry a Psula. He's not allowed to marry an Almona. Faitor the Shaila, after he marries her, after he does the first bia, she's not a psula anymore. So how he stays with her? He has to change his wife every day. The Talmud says, "Vehu isha b'psula yikach." He has to marry her that she's a psula. After it, he's allowed to stay with her. As I said, Taisus in Kiddushin Daf Daled Amud Bey says, again, we get to the Sugis and Zike, that every time the Yibum, Kogomar Nesuye Rishon, Yibum is finishing, you take over, we said, I go into the shoes, I take over the marriage of the other person. So the Gemara says, Kedai Terazay, Lemanoma Nesuye Rishonim Apilim, I'm taking it over from the beginning. So I'm also Yishob Yipsuleo Yikach. As David the Queen Gadol is allowed to marry her, and even if she becomes a Be'ula Tachtov, she stays a Psula, I'm taking it from there. Lemanoma Misim Apeles, I'm only taking it from now. Now she's Almana, too late. I'm only going to his shoes after he's dead. But Lemanoma Nesuim Arishanim Apilim, I'm taking over his Nesuim from the beginning of the Nesuim, not from the end of the Nesuim. So while I'm taking over the Nesuim from the beginning of the Nesuim, and not from the end of the Nesuim. The male Leman the Omar, Nesuim Arishanim Apilim, I'm allowed to take it over. That's the Lechura Da'avon and the Gemara there. Avade, Medafari Bertrachim Gut, the Fide Esbeim that we said in Nesuim Arishanim Apilim, if it works. So, we have three Esbeirim, Reb Elchanan, Reb Chaim, Reb Moshe, how we understand the Sugis of Nesuim Arishanim Apilim. We have, I'm saying, we have two more Gemaras. What we bring now, the Gemara from Almon Lekoyin Gol. Okay, the Gemara is Choyzer there. But we see as a Salkedaitoch, we see Noch HaKnei Nesuim, I think Lefi Deim Remoyshe, or Lefi Reb Elchon, Lefi Reb Chaim, it's very shver. You're not taking nothing from them. You're taking from now. The Im Remoyshe, that it's Mutah from the beginning, or Reb Elchonan, that the Zika starts, it's more Gishmak, that Gemara. Not Gemara Lefi Reb Chaim. Efshal Andre has been in the Gemara there. But I'm saying, that's a bit shver. There's one more Gemara, one more Mordechai, of Nesuim Arishonim Apilim. Yes, Nesuim Arishonim Apilim is a sugi that it's not written nowhere. It's out, a poor shuras in every place. The Mordechai Nacholet brings down a chidush. Everyone learns the aloche that if you have a brother of Mumer, you potu miyibum vechalitza. We don't pass it like this. But Azeh is given psokim that came from the Geoinim, from the Rishonim, the Beragole brings down Andre Gizongen and says Ziyuf, but was psokim from, it came from the Bismedosh from Rashi, Kisve Yodes, that if you have a brother that is a Mumer, she doesn't need to do Yibum Bechalitza. She doesn't have to do Yibum Bechalitza. Because Mumer is Azeh Ve'agoy. And the problem is because the Mumer Bederkal doesn't want to do Yibum Bechalitza. Yeah? She's Mutar Lashuk or not. The problem is in that day they couldn't force the Mumer to do nothing. So the problem is she falls on your bomb, but the brother is a Mumer, so that's what to do. So like Rashi, if the brother is a Mumer, he's a guy. A guy is Nishkan Yid. He doesn't have brothers. And everyone was miskasha very much. What is the pshat in them? So in the Ksovim from Rashi and from Rav Netroi Goyen, what the Mordechai brings down in the Acholet was written that Dafke, if he was a Mumer, when she got married to the brother, and she married Reuven, and Shimon was a Mumer, and then Reuven dies, then she doesn't have to do Yibum Vechalitza, and she's Mutter without Yibum Vechalitza. Again, the Tuch is Cholek, the Shechanoch does not mask him, it is Pesach La'alochem. If the brother is a guy, what is the Shaykhs? Dafke, if he was a Mumer B'Shas that I got married. If he was a Mumer Dafke when I got married, if he was a Mumer when I got married. So the Mordechai Nacholet says that there's no Shaykhs that he's a guy. It's a different reason, Bichlal. The reason that if he's a Mumer, I don't have to do Yibum. The reason if he's a Mumer, I don't have to do Yibum. Because I died to the Hochi when I married my brother, I had not asked that if I will follow Yibum, I died to the Hochi, I'm not marrying you. Because I don't want to follow Yibum. Kilo tonight, when she gets married, that if he will die, she will not have to marry, she will not have to do Yibum. And he says, the Mordechai don't think that's a vayt tzad. He says, the Gemara says, if the brother is Mukishchin, the Gemara has a tzad that you don't have to do Yibum v'chalitza, because I died to the Hochi when she got married, she had not asked that if she will follow the Yibum, she doesn't want to be married. This is the Mordechai. Only Mumer b'shas hakiddushin. As I say, the Mordechai. But only Mumer b'shas hakiddushin. As I state in Kisvei Yad Rashi, say the Mordechai. Why with the kiddush hakiddushin? Because it's keilu b'shas hakiddushin. Keilu she said that Avada, I don't want to live with a Mumer. So if in the end I fall in Yibum, I die to the Ochi. I'm not miskadeshes. And I'm tzadi belibo belev kolodom. Dvorim shebelev. I have dvorim mechayik. I have lev helps. And if she comes Muma later, she didn't make a Tanai B'Shas Meister. She didn't think about it. So it's not and this she thought about it. She knew he's a Muma. The Agos Motcha says no. You know why? Because Nisuim HaRishonim appealing. Well, Nisuim HaRishonim appealing. So if in the beginning he was a Mumer, so he doesn't fall Yibum. But if he was not a Mumer, he falls Yibum. Well, Nisuim HaRishonim appealing. Zog the Agos Mordechai. So if he's a Mumer, she doesn't fall Yibum. So I want to be masber. It's two Shverkites. And this Mordechai. One Shverkai, the Tumas Adeshen, Reish Mem Dalet, the Chazanish asks, doesn't make a difference. Even if Adam HaLisuim HaRishenim appealing, you don't have to be an Erba from the beginning. You could be an Erba from the middle. So why you have to be a Mumah from the beginning? This is a Shaila. But I want to speak about the second Shaila. Frek the Chazanish, Leman Adam HaLisuim HaRishenim, the brother was a Mumah in the beginning. He made Shuvah after a week. State in Mordechai, you don't do Yibum. If he was a Mumer in the beginning, Lefi Agos Mordechai, you don't do Yibum because Nisuim HaRishonim appealing. Frek the Chazanish, Hoyu Lebonim V'meisu, we said, now there is no Nesro. She was an Erve and she started to be an Erve, there is no Nesro. So why if he was a Mumer for 5 minutes in the beginning, Leman Da'oma Nisuim HaRishonim appealing, you say, even if he's not an Erve, he's not a Mumer anymore, as I said to Mordechai. That Leman the Oman is Nisuim HaRishonim appealing, even if now he will do tshuva and he's not a Mumer, she can't do Yibum v'chalitzatim, and she's potter in Gansen. Why she's potter in Gansen? Well, Nisuim HaRishonim appealing. Zog the Chazanish, if we would say Nesro, very gishmak. Even if he had kids and they died, Leman the Oman is Nisuim HaRishonim, it's over. Even if she was an Erva and it stopped, Leman the Oman is Nisuim HaRishonim, it's over. She was a Tzoras Erva, so Nisuim HaRishonim, it's over. But Zog the Chazanish in Kuf Yud Ches, now that we say that even if she had kids and died, if B'Shas Misa she's falling Le'ibum, it's no Nesro. She was an Erve and she started to be an Erve, it's no Nesro. It's only a Sfor and Tzoras Erve. So how the Agos Mordechai could say that the man the Omar Nesuim HaRishonim? He passed with Nesuim HaRishonim appealing. If she was a Mumer for 5 minutes, even if he's not a Mumer anymore, even if he's not a Mumer anymore, Zog the Agos Mordechai, Mikol Makoim, the man the Omar Nisuim HaRishonim appealing, while for 5 minutes she was a Erve, she was Mumer, he couldn't do Yibum to him, he's a Goy, so even later there is a Sibah to do Yibum, you could do Yibum. Why? What is the Avodah in it? What is the Hezbel? So, no, the Motcha is Mechalish that you don't do Yibum Bechalitza to a Mumer. So if it's a tnai, it's a tnai. But the Agos Mordechai says it's not a tnai, it's mitzad nisuim harishonim appealim, but the Agos Mordechai is mechadesh, that if it was a mumer in the first 5 minutes of the kiddushin, even if after he's not a mumer, you also put him yibum v'chalitza. Why is the Agos Mordechai? Because nisuim harishonim appealim. Frek the Chazanish, this would be good, but honor shtik lachtere. We'll say that shtei leman doma nisuim harishonim appealim, that from the beginning you have to be roi leibum, and if it's a Nesro, in the beginning is no more Nesuim HaRishonim appealing. Aval, we're learning Nishtazei. Now we say that even if you had kids and they died, Aval, you fully Yibum. There's no Nesro. Or the Rebbe Chonon, or the Rebbe Chaim, or the Rebbe Moshe. So why if he was a Mumah for 5 minutes, Leman Da'omar Nesuim HaRishonim appealing, you can't do Yibum anymore. Now he's not a Mumah anymore. He's not a Goy anymore. What is that about? The Mordechai himself learns he's not a Goy, he's a Tanai. So the Tanai goes, in that 5 minutes really, he made a Tanai. So even if lady is not a Mumah, she didn't want to be a Yavama anymore. This was a Das. The Das was she saw him, so she said, I'm getting married, or Das that you will live. And Das that you will die, I'm not getting married. She doesn't think Tshuva, not Tshuva, she makes a Tanai in all cases. But if you're learning, it's not a Tanai. No, a Mumah is a Goy. He's an Erve. You're not allowed to marry. He's an Isur Kanoim Pagi Boy. He's an Erve. You're not allowed to marry a Mumah. We said about an Arsugi that if you are Erve and you become Oysa Erve, you have had a full Yibum. This is the tastes in the Flamen. You have kids and the kids die, have had a full Yibum. So, Frank the Chazanish and Oys Kuf Yutcha and Simon Kuf Yutcha and Evan Ezer. So, how the Moltche says by us that if he was a Mumer in the first 5 minutes, Leman Dama, the Swim Rishonim, came and Shenesar Shoachas, Nesar Oilomim. So, Batsim, if we make a sikum, we have five echatimtzes of nesuim arishonim apili. We have our gemore, tzoras erve, that the hainu, in the beginning of the marriage, she was a tzoras erve, and then the erve dies, zog the gemore lemadoma nesuim arishonim, it's not good, aber lemadoma misum apeles, it's good. And then we have the second case that it's not good, is the agos Mordechai, that if it was a mumar in the first 5 minutes, lemadoma nesuim arishonim, it's not good, even if later it's good. And we have the Gemara of Megarsha Begetu Machziro that he divorced and he take her back. Lemadoma Nesuim Rishonim. Well, yesterday was Nesra, it's not good. This is Mitzad Echot. And Mitzad Sheni, we have the other two Gemaras that even Lemadoma Nesuim Rishonim Apilim, it's good. One Gemara is, Hayu Labonim Vemesu. So, Yerushalmi and Pashas, the Gemara Mefureshes, that Avada she falls the Ibum, even Lemadoma Nesuim Rishonim Apilim. And we don't say Nesra. And we have the second thesis in the Flamme that even if she was an Erve, if she became Ois Erve, you do Yibu. And the Kasha is, but this is the Chaznishas Mechadet, that all of the Teres that we said was still the Agos Mordechai. But the Agos Mordechai doesn't fit with all of these Teres that we said. We have this Chiluk, that Mitzad Echo we have these Gemores, Mitzad Echo we have the second Gemores, so all the Chilukim Shtim. But in the case of the Agos Mordechai, of them, Lechurim Bahodishkin Chiluk. It's very spät. And the Chazanish, it's good to look inside. In the Chazanish, in Kuf Yud Ches, Seif Aleph Beis, the Chazanish says, Kopul Starke Svores, that could be a Shlom, and maybe to say, Nocha Deher, in the Suim Arishonim Apili. But as is Hashem, morgen, Medavshin Gein Vaita, we'll finish quickly the Gemara, we have to start the Mishnah, B'chama, Yishisha Arayis Chamuras.
But we don't pass the
Yishisha Arayis Chamuras. No, that's a portion.
Why don't we start passing?
Look at the Mishyaisis, we pass that,
That was very close.
Well, that bone is not...